Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
All right, let's dig into this next study in the book of Proverbs. We are in chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. I will read the sacred text now. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. This is a remarkable passage, really containing two separate thoughts. The first, in line with the context from our previous study in verses 5, 6, and 7, and then verses 9 through 10, the second thought, a somewhat independent thought. Let's look at them one at a time. In verse 8, we see that it will be healing to our flesh and refreshment to our bones. What is the it? The it is connected with verses 5, 6, and 7, and ultimately, much of what we have read in these early chapters. The life of righteousness, the life of trusting God with all of our heart, is a life that promotes health and longevity and good days. One brother said it like this: true wisdom, God's wisdom, is life-affirming in the most practical ways. Generally speaking, we will see in the Proverbs statements about righteousness leading unto life, righteousness leading unto happiness, a merry heart doing good like medicine. This is the reality that those who walk in the path of righteousness typically live longer and live more fully and more joyfully. These are general truths. If we were to state this negatively, speaking of sin and its consequences and the devastating impact sin has in the lives of individuals, we would see that often sin is the cost or consequence or cause of sickness in the physical body. It is always the consequence or cause of sickness in the soul. And so we see the life of unrighteousness has truly damaging effects. Effects that lead unto death, not unto increase of life. And thus, we should embrace the reality that the righteous life is the good life, whereas the way of the sinner is hard. Now, in verses 9 and 10, we move along to another thought having to do with our wealth and the generous spirit. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then you will be blessed. Your barns will be filled, your vats bursting with wine. It is a remarkable reality that those who trust God with all their heart are quick to give. They are generous. They are unselfish. And one of the most practical ways Christians can be unselfish and generous is with their finances. We ought to mimic or imitate God the Father, who loved the world so much he gave his only begotten Son, and we ought to be cheerful givers. In the New Testament, we read that God loves cheerful givers. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." These are spiritual realities. And the Christian should realize above anyone else that the resources God has entrusted them with are not their resources. They are gifts from God to be used for God's purposes. God owns our resources. We are simply stewards invested with the work of spending God's money in God's ways for God's kingdom. What a blessed life it is to live as a Christian before the face of God, by the Holy Spirit of God, and for the glory of God. I remember in Pilgrim's Progress the character Mr. Money Love, and how he tried to walk the fence between the Christian life, or religion on one hand, and love of the world and love of money on the other hand. This is so contradictory. You cannot be selfish and unselfish at the same time. Those are contrasting motivations. They're pulling at the very core of who you are in two entirely different directions. Let us not be like Mr. Money Love, but let us be those that love God and freely give what we have freely received. What do we have that's really our own, that has not been given to us by a great God? That concludes our study today in Proverbs 3. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.